I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The National Redistricting Foundation, a Democratic Party group led by former Attorney General Eric Holder, is suing Georgia. They claim the state's voting maps discriminate against African Americans. The group has filed similar suits in Alabama and Louisiana. If successful, the suits could force districts to be redrawn in advance of the 2020 elections. Meanwhile, the Secretary of State's office held a meeting yesterday to discuss the future of Georgia's voting system. The Secure, Accessible, and Fair Elections, or SAFE Commission, discussed the integrity of Georgia's 16-year-old electronic voting machines. Georgia is one of only five states whose voting systems don't have a paper backup. The Coalition for Good Governance is currently suing the state over its outdated equipment, which the group claims is vulnerable to manipulation. Well, today is the last day for people to comment on Camden County's plan to launch rockets off Georgia's coast. The county wants to build a launch site for small and medium-sized rockets. While some county officials think it will be good for the state's economy, the rocket launch path over Cumberland Island National Seashore and Little Cumberland Island worries some residents like Kevin Lang.
This is what we're the most concerned about, is the impact of what happens when a rocket explodes. And we don't fare very well here.
The comments on the environmental impact statement will be considered by the Federal Aviation Administration, which must sign off on the project. An ambitious historic preservation project is underway in Augusta right now. The 125-year-old original Trinity CME Church is being moved to a new location. Among those gathered to witness the 420-ton structure rolling atop a dozen motorized dollies is Reverend Skip Mason Jr., the pastor of Trinity CME, which moved to a new campus 20 years ago. He has some ideas about how the old building should be repurposed.
I'd like to see a cultural center, you know, performing arts. I'd like to see an exhibit that tells the story of the church. And African-American spirituality, African-Americans in this community.
Workers completed half the move Wednesday. They expect to complete the job today. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources says two teenagers rescued from rocks at High Falls State Park have been charged with criminal trespassing. The Macon Telegraph reports that officials have decided to start charging people who disobey park rules and put themselves and others in harm's way. In sports, Atlanta United beat the Columbus Crew last night 2-0. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the win topped off a day of exciting news for soccer fans in Atlanta.
After years of speculation, it's finally official. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico will join together to host the World Cup in 2026. Atlanta is one of 23 cities on the short list to host games during the event. Speaking to Fox 5, Atlanta United president Darren Eel says the city would make a perfect host.
We've got a city that's used to putting on big events like the Super Bowl. We've had the Olympics. And now we've got Atlanta United, which is showing that this is, you know, the biggest soccer city in America.
The 23 finalist cities will be whittled down to 16 over the coming years. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.